Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're going to get you guys ready for GBH in Philly tonight. Here they are now. We got some GBH on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, now we got the Pogo crew here with me, and then some, actually. So let's get everybody introduced. Of course, we got the Crusty Fuck Josh, Lower Cost Josh, And we also got Tim and Jade sitting on here with us. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Pogo City?
What's up?
My socks won't come off.
Your socks are crusty.
They're a little crusty.
So, Tim and Jade, first time you guys are hanging out here, but we're all going out to GBH in Philly right after this show. Yo,
yes.
It's 420 on the money right now. 420
oh,
on the money.
It's 420. Do you know where your marijuana is?
All right. But we're getting ready for GBH at, what is it, Voltage?
Voltage Lounge.
In Philly with, who else is playing? Damn right. And
Thunder and
Glory's playing too. I didn't realize that till today. Yeah, I know. I noticed.
Definitely.
But yeah, that shit sounds fun. But let's get back to some of this motherfucking music. And I know Tim was asking to hear the Wheels. So let's get to I Want to Get Drunk.
Pogo is actually, it's a historic dance already. And I just heard from my friend Alan, who just came over on the boat, that it's out. It's over. So just as a historic reference, the pogo has been done like this.
I don't want to be, I don't want to be here. I'd rather stay at home with my back and drinking lots of beer. Not as work me fucking suck, like a steel captain in nuts. I can't wait till it's through, cause all I want to do is drink it.
All right, that was the Wheels on Pogo City motherfucking radio. And now, did we have something to talk about? How about we talk about motherfucking Pogo in the Park?
Oh, yes, we love talking about Pogo in the Park.
I cannot wait for this show.
Seriously, we have so many good fucking donations for this raffle.
Fuck yeah, that's what we... I'm not even going to lie, right? The one thing I was nervous, right? We got all the bands come together within a period of 2 weeks. We had the venue in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then it was like,
together,
then these donations...
Then
it was
last thing that we had to get together with donations.
It's like, wow, what do we have here? We have like a gift certificate or two. But now
but
it seems like shit is hooked the fuck up now.
It is. Especially because we have other people that are like helping us out with it that aren't necessarily part
soldiers.
Of like, yeah, the Kamogo crew. They're the street soldiers. But they're like helping us out too. That are like, we're like, you know, come on, help us out with the show. Give
absolutely
us a donation. And people are being really helpful. So
right
awesome.
Now, I think right now, like the real big deals are fucking the shit we got from Spin Me Round, which a 12-inch EP of the Ramones. And what release of the Sex Pistols was that? Is it a 12-inch EP
it
as well?
It is a 12-inch EP. I'm not, I don't don't remember.
And a Dead Kennedy shirt.
A Dead Kennedy shirt. And a $50 gift card.
So there you go. So it's $100 included.
It's $100.
It's $50 in merchandise and then a $50 gift
what
certificate.
What his quoted words were, buy your own fucking basket. So it's going to be like a gift basket that's going to be raffled off everything together. So
there you go. And now Carrie's Smoke Shop actually hooked me up with 3 spoon bowls. Ooh. So for all you tobacco enthusiasts out there. You can come win some fucking spoon bowls. And what else we got? We got an autographed. There's a fucking novel written on the goddamn thing. The Split with Squiggy and the Oi Scouts.
Yes. Gabe Wright and all of
it. You know the whole entire thing is just talking shit on us, right? That whole entire book is just talking shit on us.
Okay,
and then at the bottom it says, vote Gabe Zander for president.
Sorry, we still love Gabe.
That's classic Gabe. Yes, that's awesome.
And we got some other good shit in there. We're going to have some fucking concert tickets in there.
Concert tickets.
For some pretty awesome bands like the Vibrators.
Ooh, that's and a definite.
Yeah, that's a definite. The Vibrators, The Undead, that's a definite. And the last one, not saying that. I can't say that one yet.
I can't say that one.
That one's coming. That one's coming. Can't say
yet. It's a definite maybe.
It's a big maybe, right? I haven't gotten the 100%.
If we get it, you guys are going to be fucking
shit. Yeah,
so stoked for it if we get it.
Fuck yeah. We're talking 70s punk rock stoked for it. And
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Going down. That show be going down at the Bowery, too. You guys be traveling out to NYC.
Hint, maybe.
Maybe you guys will be able to win tickets to a fucking kick-ass 77 NYC. Maybe they're also an Ohio band. I don't know. Maybe.
Another hint.
So come out and see. But remember, it all goes down August 4th. North Catasauqua Park, Crazy in the Brains, Blank 77, The Despised. Oh, there's some big news coming out of The Despised, too.
Uh-oh.
But I can't say it. But, hey, they are on Spotify now.
They are.
So that's pretty cool.
They are.
But let that be a hint to you. The Despised old stuff is on Spotify. So, I don't know. Maybe you can figure out the rest.
Maybe.
All right. But there's also a bunch more bands. We'll talk to you guys about them more later. Let's get back to the music. We're going to try a live track here, The Last Resort, Violence in Our Minds for LCJ.
We met a stupid enemy who tried to run away. I punched him in the nose just to pass the time of day. We got violence in our minds.
All right, we're going to keep this shit rocking right along and get over with Despised NJ, who you guys can catch August 4th, North Catasauqua Park. I'm gonna have to be doing a little bit later.
Riggity, riggity, wreck, son!
Doing some drinking and driving.
Dry.
We're talking about this GBH and NY Relic show that we're headed out to down at Voltage South Philly tonight. But after that, the after party, make sure you guys stick around right down the street. They got the Trash Cats with Jake 40. Jake 40 and Dirty Work coming down from Canada. The fucking Canadians. Jake, we were going to stay at Jake's Hoose. He told us we could stay up at the Hoose. But,
I just found out that he was originally Canadian.
Well, because if you talk to him, sometimes he's from Canada, sometimes he's from Philadelphia, and sometimes he's from Jersey.
Because, you know, those Philly people have their own dialect, too.
But he's definitely a Hoose. Definitely. But we're not going to be able to because Krusty over there and I, we got a fucking... What are we painting the stage tomorrow?
Yeah, we're potentially building and painting part of the stage tomorrow. The stage that you will see that many people are contributing to for the Alex
Pogo
Slumby
in the park
show. Pogoing in the park.
Damn right. Maybe I should get the title right sometimes.
Come on, Andrew.
All right. Let's get to Oi, the album. Now, this is definitely, I always talk about compilations and I talk about what an impact. The Pogo Attack had on me. This is another one. Made me know what Oi is.
Yes,
this is
exactly.
What, you know
this
what I mean?
Is like
this is how I found
album,
the Foreskins
like,
yes. And Cockspar. Do you know what I mean? The Angelic Upstarts. Yep. That's where I
all
found
all
those
ones,
bands. All that yellow and blue fucking cover. I seen a poster of it somewhere. I want to get one of those.
Like the ones
I got downstairs at the Ramones and shit. Fuck yeah.
Definitely.
All right. So let's get to Oi, the album. Chaos, the Foreskins.
Love the Foreskins.
All right, that was the Foreskins on Pogo City Radio. Now, we were talking to you guys about pogoing in the park, so let's tell you guys the whole lineup. We got 10 bands. Motherfucker kicking off at 11:30 in the afternoon. Going to be wrapping up Crazy and the Brains. We'll be going on about 8:30, you know what I mean? And Blank's up just before that, but it's going to be a whole fun day. Full of shows, awesome stuff. You know what I mean? We got Angry Youth, Despised New Jersey, South Class Veterans, Anti-Citizen, Death Wish Birdie, Skinsec, The Ice Cold Killers, and The Road Sodas. So make sure you guys come out August 4th, North Catasauqua Park. Be early. Let's get to Despised NJ right now with Stalkergeist.
We broke up and she's
They're in the van. Grab them all. Hey, yo, everybody. What the fuck is going on?
There was madness in the Pogo. Yeah. Pogo.
Andrew just realized we got to cut up the flyers for tonight. We got a couple hundred that we got to take out to GBH and the New York Relics. So let's get... Rude Girl Jessica is here now, being very rude as usual. All right, but let's see what's up with the New York Relics, who we're going to be catching in a couple minutes. We're going to be handing out flyers for Pogo into the Park. See you guys at Voltage tonight. Here's She's Got a Gun. Relics, catch up tonight, Voltage. All right, now the next song we were playing is for that crusty fuck Josh, who is actually calling me on the phone as we speak. What's up, Joshy Poo? How are you?
Where'd you put the flyers?
He wants to know where we put the flyers.
I don't know. They're not in the car, aren't they? In the car?
They are. They're in the box next to the mirror.
They're next to the mirror. In the living room. Downstairs in the living room, next
on
to the mirror.
The table, the
on the table. Yeah, all right. Okay, so that was Joshy Poo gonna cut up flyers for us. Crusty fuck Josh, Joshy Poo. Now he's got some train hopper, broken hearted shit on
this
here.
This one's for you, Josh.
So, no, we'll wait for him. We're going to skip it for now.
Wait, just for now. Look.
I know I rearranged it. I'm on top of things. I'm on top of things.
Daddy Pogo.
He smokes a lot of...
Yeah, you don't have a mic in front of you.
He smokes a lot of tobacco.
Just like we got them spoon bowls for tobacco. Yep. All right. Let's get to one for Jade over there. The Chernobyl Babies with Class of 04.
Whoa, I'm not here to fight a war. Not here to blame the government for problems anymore. I just want to get in the pit. Pogo around, not giving a shit. They say it's wasted living, but it's what I'm living for. Whoa. The government for problems anymore. I just wanna get in the pit, blow around, not giving a shit. They say it's wasted living, but it's what I'm living for. Whoa!
no problems anymore. I just wanna get in the pit, pull around that gear and shit. They say it twice, I live it, but it's what I'm living for.
Yeah. Like the Chernobyl babies on Pogo City Radio. Now, this next one here is for this crusty bastard beside me.
You could almost say that it's nihilistic in the sense of the last song, so I think we're running strong here.
Now, if you guys want to go back into the archives over at
PogoCityRadio.com.
If you guys go over to PogoCityRadio.com, go over to the interview section, you can find one with Jesse from Days and Days and one of the other members of the band whose name now escapes me.
I think it was mostly Jesse, but
there was
he
the,
was doing
the one
it
girl
when he was on
too.
The road. I think Megan was riding the car.
Megan, that was
yeah.
her name.
Days and Days. No,
it's
Days and Days.
It's Days and Days, but both days are
spelled differently. Like one's
yeah.
like dazed and confused.
And we actually asked them about how, like, who came up with that, and it was Jesse. Jesse came up with the band name.
And he was like, I was just sitting there, and I came up with it. There's no real good story.
It totally sounds like a stoner moment.
But yeah, because you were on the phone with us. So here's Misanthropic Drunken Loner, I believe.
Misanthropic Drunken Loner!
My breakfast was straight out the medicine cabinet, a remedy for the aftermath of my habits. Sometimes it's the ones who try to help that hurt the most. I feel like we're playing tug of war, and I'm the rope, and I'm stretched to the limit, but you keep on pulling in. I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Training, this grace left the film. Distract ourselves to make us feel like we're not just mistakes. the medicine cabinet.
Straight out the medicine cabinet.
Everybody realized how much of a little bit of a crusty they were once that song started playing.
We all have a little crusty in our heart.
Maybe not all of
us. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
You gotta it's love catchy. Days and Days.
It's catchy.
Yeah, Days and Days.
It's catchy.
From the gutter to the mic.
Andrew's just like, anyway.
I know, I totally am, though. I totally am.
I'm not going to lie, I did go and see them in Strasbourg one time.
With Josh, not together. But
not together, but Josh was there, too.
Oh, really?
Apparently
before
you
knew each
other. I don't have two microphones. I'm almost kissing Jess over here.
Yeah, well, I mean, that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing.
All right, now, this show spawned... this show spawned off...
That was good. If any of the audience knows what that means, then you are a diehard fan.
Yes, you've been a fan for a while.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he laughed, so I looked over.
Just so everybody knows, I am not a slut.
No, that was not what I was, you know, anyway.
Well, I thought that you really...
This is the virus with Andrew. Keep On Walking.
The virus.
Subs at Voltage, where we're going tonight.
Yeah, that was an excellent show. I had a lot of fun in that pit.
Does anybody know if Cheapside still plays?
They do, but they just played in another country. Yeah, they just played in like... No, they don't really play. They just played in like South America or some shit. They just played somewhere like exotic and far away.
I'm not saying any names,
but they don't play that much. Yeah, they don't... They don't play that much, though.
I'm not saying any names, but one of my friends caught them back in the day, and apparently they were, like, really good and, like, signed their shirt and stuff.
Oh, yeah, those guys were real cool. I seen them. I seen them, I think, twice. I saw them once at CBGB's.
You saw Cheap Sex at CBGB's? That's insanely awesome, really.
I saw the Relics at CBGB's, too.
And we're going to see them tonight.
I saw the Virus at CBGB's. I saw the Casualties at CBGB's.
One of my big
saw a lot of bands at CBGB's. 16.
One of my big regrets.
16, from age 16 to age 19, I was able to go to CBGB's and then it closed down.
I was at CBGB's a couple times too, but I never got the chance to catch anybody.
I just went to a shitload of shows there. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I lived a little bit closer than you did too, though. At the time,
yeah, it's true. I was still. West Coast of New Jersey.
Half of my family still lived in like Union and stuff,
so I would
just stay there.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So let's talk about Anti-Citizen Pogo. Pogoing in the park.
They just had their release party.
That's right, they did.
Weekend.
They got the new 7-inch out, and you guys are going to be able to buy it at Pogoing in the Park. They're also going to have something in the raffle. Also, Blank's going to have stuff in the raffle. Crazy in the Brains. All these bands are going to have autographs, stuff out there that you guys can win in the raffle. All the proceeds going to Alex's Lemonade Stand. Children's Cancer Research, August 4th. Make sure you guys.
I
want
to say real quick that I'm bringing Aiden, and you guys would fucking love to see him. I know that. Oh, yeah. And he would love to see you guys,
I think,
too.
The last time I saw him was Blanks played at the record store.
Yeah.
He was
like,
that was a couple years ago, though. That was like 2 years ago. My kids will be there. Did you guys see the new flyer of Ava and Mike Blanks and Sheena a little bit?
So adorable.
Because we were at the party, and Ava was taking her picture, and then Sheena went running in. She got all jealous and ran in. That's why you can't really see Sheena. You know what I mean? But I couldn't cut her out. Yeah. And she's just in the background a little. And Mike, I think Johnny took the picture, and Mike was like, hey, maybe you should use this for a promo or something because it's kid-friendly. I was like, fuck yeah. Made that shit up. I think it came out good. It's funny because, you know, we got like the Robert De Niro Taxi Driver fucking Mohawk flyer.
Yeah.
We got Beavis and Butthead. And now we got the, yay, it's kid-friendly too.
Kid-friendly
too.
Mike
Blanks
with
the baby.
Good idea,
you know
Mike.
I mean?
Good idea.
Mike Blanks with the junior pogo crew. The junior pogo crew. That's true, man.
The future of the tri-state punk rock scene.
Yes, even though Pennsylvania's not really part of the tri-state, but yeah.
I thought that wasn't tri-state.
It's Connecticut, New York, New Jersey.
No, I thought it was PA,
no.
New Jersey, New York.
Pennsylvania,
no.
Connecticut.
Wow, I was wrong time.
Just like the pogo attack.
With the exception of Oz Rotten,
who I don't like, so I'm not going to acknowledge him.
Hater.
I don't. I'm sorry. Anytime you sing about dates, I'm not interested. I'm just not interested.
He's
into the August 19th, 1962, or whatever the fucking date is. I don't fucking know. But
what about the Subhumans, though?
I don't like the Subhumans either.
What?
No, I don't. I'm okay with Mickey Mouse is dead, got shot, but he annoys me, that's the voice. And I don't know, dude, I'm not trying to be a dick.
I mean, you can't, nobody can like
so
all
don't like
citizens.
It's true.
I don't like any
of
these
bands. Everybody has their own taste. Josh is right.
No. I like bands that are from New Jersey. I like bands that are from New Jersey, and that's about it.
You're not
Jersey
even
bands.
From Jersey.
Yes, I am.
Yes. There's got to be at least
but
he grew up in New Jersey.
Yeah, but I definitely, I only listen to music that's from New Jersey.
No, you don't. Yeah. You listen to plenty of other music. Shut up.
He just wants to suck Blanks' dick.
Fuck off.
I mean, we all love the Blanks. They're an awesome band.
I'm not just talking about the Blanks. I'm talking about the Wretched Ones.
We know.
And I'm talking about, you know.
We're just busting on you.
The Wretched Ones, definitely.
The Wretched Ones and the Wretched Ones.
It's crazy.
Oh, and Niblick.
Yeah. And then you can throw in, you know, bands like Dysfunctional Youth and the Oi Scouts and Those Unknown and Head Wound and the list goes on.
Am I wrong to say Crazy in the Brains?
Crazy in the Brains.
It's just he's
that's
proud
more new
to be
school.
Part of the New Jersey scene because there's so much good music.
But those are the best bands, though. Like, they are. Those are the best bands. I mean, I'm sorry. I've said this countless times. Like, I think of the 1977 CBGB scene and, like, the 1996 New Jersey scene. Like, those are the best.
That's
are the best.
True. I agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. And those are all the bands I just named. You know what I mean? So it's like you got the Blanks and the Wretched Ones, and you got the Ramones and the Dead Boys and Iggy Pop, even though those bands aren't from New York per se, but they were the New York scene. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. But we were talking about Jersey. We were talking about Pogo in the Park. Here's Anti-Citizen. We don't have a copy of the new record yet, so this is off the official bootleg Mad Max. And remember, you guys can buy the new 7-inch at Pogoing in the Park.
And there's a good probability that they will have a 7-inch for auction.
We'll see you on the road, Skag! See you on the road like we saw the Night Rider! We remember the Night Rider! And we know who you are!
Crying through the wastelands for a jet black V8 interceptor. A set of a jet in a shattered past. A man just fighting for a tank of gas. One sane, now driven mad. Once a husband and loving dad. Other cat cop for the Bronx Batch. We lost it all in a party for a flash. He's mad! Mad! He's mad, mad! Mad, mad! Ever since lost his son and wife, it's been a constant fight for life. Just trying to survive on the harsh roads he drives. A wasteland warrior riding on a dog. If God is born on God, sure to die, meet him on the road. As a toker, the toker knows he's mad, 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 mad.
We are 100% snafu.
All right, that is anti-citizen. That is Anti-Citizen on Pogo City Radio. Now, what the fuck was I going to have
played? Can you name that next song we were going to play?
Oh, do you want to play that next song?
Oh, well, I mean.
Wrote a song called Next Song?
I mean, we are, you know.
All right, we opened up with GBH. I guess we can close with them, too. Now, I used to have this on picture disc, a 7-inch on picture disc. And it's Give Me Fire, GBH, Pogo City Radio. Before we get out of here, got to remind you guys to go over to PogoCityRadio.com. Go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio. Hook us up with a big-ass donation.
Give us your money.
Give us your speed. All right. So, yeah, come out August 4th. It's going to be a motherfucking blast. Come out tonight. That's going to be a motherfucking blast. Glad Tim and Jay got to come, hang out, say what's up, go into the show tonight. But everybody, we're the fuck out of here.
Cheers. Later, Gators.
All right, GBH, give me fire. Catch you guys next week.
Peace, crossing the stars. Give me fire! Give me fire! Give me fire!
fire.